SJM Resorts to close 7 satellite casinos in Macau. SJM Resorts has unveiled plans to revamp its satellite casino operations in Macau by the end of the year. The move is in response to the new regulations governing casino operations in the jurisdiction. Starting from January 1, 2026, satellite casinos must shift from revenue sharing to direct ownership or non-profit sharing management agreements. Additionally, casinos must be located within properties owned by the concessionaire. Yesterday, Melco became the first of 3 concessionaires to disclose its future plans in accordance with the new rules. Now, SJM Resorts, which operates the highest number of satellite casinos in Macau, 9, has followed suit. SJM has confirmed that it will cease operations at 7 satellite casinos, including Casino Casa Real, Casino Emperor Palace, Casino Fortuna, Casino Grandview, Casino Cam Pec Paradise, Casino Landmark, and Casino Legend Palace when their current agreements expire by the end of the year. The gaming tables and slots from these closed venues will be redeployed to SJM's own casinos. All affected local employees will be offered new positions within SJM's wider operations. The company will redeploy direct staff to similar roles, while others will have the opportunity to apply for vacant positions. Government's role in SJM's plan. Meanwhile, SJM has announced that it will be maintaining operations at Casino Lark Macau and Casino Ponte 16. The casino plans to acquire the properties housing the satellite casinos, however, negotiations have not commenced, and no agreements have been signed. SJM will also need regulatory approval to go ahead with the purchase. In a press briefing on Monday, Andre Chung Weng Chan, Macau's Secretary for Administration and Justice, said that while SJM's decision to acquire full property rights for the 2 satellite casinos is a commercial matter, government approval would still be required for continued gaming operations. Chung also noted that the overall gaming sector income wouldn't be significantly affected by the closure of satellite casinos by concessionaires. Instead, the development would be positive for the industry's regulated growth.